Evening. We're going to begin this evening with an old hymn. Oh yeah. Immortal Invisible. Oh yes. That's good news then. It's a Welsh hymn tune, and you can't deny it. For all their faults, the Welsh do know how to write a decent tune. Okay, so if you'd care to stand and join us, Immortally Invisible. Praise your name, Lord. And we come here tonight to do just that, Lord, to praise and worship you, Lord. And please, Lord, let our focus be on you through the whole evening, Lord. Amen. Amen. If you'd like to take a seat for a second. There were no requests this time for songs, so I am entirely responsible for what you get tonight. But it does mean that I have been able to choose. Time to leave. Yeah, that's Agnes, but don't... Yeah, we won't...
We won't talk
about Agnes and her phone. No. Okay. That hymn takes me right back to when I was a cathedral chorister in Bristol. That was one of my favourite hymns back then. And it's the words that, I mean, writing hymns then was an art form, wasn't it? There's just, well, you don't get lyrics like that written today, do you? Anyway, so our second song is going to be is one by Godfrey Birtle. It's a bit Marmite-ish. Even those people who like him, some of his songs are a bit iffy. But he is a really down-to-earth fella. And I went to a seminar of his once. And he's just... He practices in a room above a pub with his band. And people just sort of, in the pub downstairs, just have to put up with it, I think. But it is, I Will Set My Face is the song we're going to sing. And it's a... I don't know what this squeak is, but hopefully it'll finish at the end. The chorus is, I will set my face to seek the Lord. That's what he's doing. And then the verses themselves just list the actual, you know, what God is. He goes, wonderful counselor, teacher, reminder, revealer, my healer, and goes on and on and on. And then you think, you won't catch that one, verse 2, but he carries on and does exactly the same, but different thing, different attributes in the second verse. And it's a good one. It goes at a nice lick. So, I will set my face.
Thank you.
Okay, if you'd like to take a seat again. My first time in this church, I think, was to come to a Chris Bowater concert. I sat up there, and it was a wonderful evening. But this was one of the songs that he sang, and it was just is the one song that I took away from that whole evening. King of Kings, Majesty. And it's just the verse just sort of quietly builds through, and then wallop, you get to the chorus, and it's Majesty, I can but bow. It's a wonderful song. Okay. If you want to sit and sing or stand, please feel free. Do what you like. I'm going to sit down most of the evening, but I've got an excuse.
Thank you.
It's a good one, isn't it? Now, the next song is a bit of a vanity project, I'm afraid. Just after, if you'd like to sit down, because it'll be cut in a minute. Just after the first lockdown, my son was really going through a terrible time. And somebody came out from the church to pray with him. And she prayed from Psalms, Psalm 62 and 66. And while she was praying, I was hearing a tune. And most unlike me, I could actually remember the following day, A, what she was praying, and B, what the tune was. So I sat down over the next 2 days. I wrote this song. Ah, it's that all the time, I knew that. But No. I brought it to the worship team this evening and played it anonymously, and they didn't completely boo it down. So I decided that we will sing it tonight. So if you like to listen to it through, and if you feel that you can join in, please do. It's called My Soul Finds Rest. Go straight into the next song, which is Still, which is a proper song.
Thank you.
Now that song I know is a favourite of Jackie. But it is just a lovely. Well, sorry, I spilt some water earlier on, so my notes are all stuck together. But it's again about God offering shelter. So we've sat down long enough. We are now going to do a couple of songs, which are upbeat, to say the least. The first one is There's a Place Where the Streets Shine. We may have voices left after this. And I love this song because it does get people up and sort of moving. So if you want really to sort of dance around the church or jump up and down, wave your arms in the air, please feel free. But it is just great. And we will go straight from that into a song, He is the Lord, which to me is just a joyful celebration of our faith and encouragement really to call on the Spirit of the Lord. So that will be He is the Lord. Right. There's a place where the streets shine.
Come
just want to pay a bit of a tribute to our drummer this evening. The drum beat on the King of Kings, only suggested he did that this morning, so he's done really well. And so far, he's not let himself down really too badly. You make one mistake and that's it. Stays with you forever.
Well, you were looking for a scapegoat.
Okay, so we'll calm down a bit now and get our breath back. All done without spilling a drop. The next two songs, which are going to be sort of one after another, the first one is Who Can Stand Before the Lord? And it's just, again, one of those songs that it's a simple tune, and it reflects a simple question in verse 1, which is, who can stand before the Lord? Only he whose hands are clean and his heart is pure. And in verse 2, it explains who that person is. There's only one who stands for me in the holy place. He's Jesus Christ the Lamb. And it just, I think it's just a lovely tune and words come together. The second one we're doing is We Are Standing on Holy Ground. It is a beautiful tune. It has lovely chord changes. Just wish it was in an easier key. But one of the chords is F minor 7 flat 5 with A flat in the bass. And but it is a gorgeous song. We're standing on holy ground. So that will follow on from Who Can Stand Before the Lord.
Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground.
Lord, we thank you for being here with us tonight, Lord. We thank you for sending your angels. We thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, Lord. Amen. Okay. So we're coming now to at least the last two songs. But they're two real goodies. This next song, Above All Powers, I first heard it in an English-speaking church in Jakova in Kosovo. I mean, obviously, I only knew what the tune was, but it was absolutely just magic. And when we got back to the house, I just sort of made sure I found out what the song was about. But it is just gorgeous. The verse is sort of fairly laid back, and it just sort of sets back about how great God is and all that sort of stuff. And then the chorus arrives with a bit of a bang. But it's the first word is crucified, but it's actually sung as if it's a sort of a triumphal thing. You know, crucified. And it just sort of reminds us that it was the terrible death. But it actually was so necessary, and it was the important thing. And then it sort of dies around at the end, dies back a bit, when the full impact of it is, you took the fall and thought of me above all. So, above all powers.
Thank you.
Now we're going to finish with probably my most favouritist song. I've probably played this more than any other song, and I've been practising at home. Yeah, I do practice. but it never fails to send a shiver down my spine. And that's the spirit of the Sovereign Lord. I mean, the first verse is quite reassuring, really, because it's all about spirit of the Sovereign Lord being upon you. So then you obviously got to go and do what the first verse does, which is send you to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, bring freedom to the captives. It's all good stuff. And then we get to verse 2, and then all of a sudden it comes real because it's us. And we have to go out and do this stuff. And in verse 2 we don't get sort of the nice comfortable stuff. We're going to comfort those who mourn and provide for those who grieve. But then the chorus at the end is just triumphal again. The year of the fear of the Lord, but only one day of the vengeance. I know which I'd rather have. Okay, so the spirit of the Sovereign Lord.
Of the favor of the Lord, this is
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this evening. All that remains now is to do the benediction. And we're going to sing it. May the peace of God, our Heavenly Father, and the grace of Christ, the risen Son, and the fellowship of God, the Spirit, keep our hearts and minds with His love, within His love. Anybody else, but my voice is totally gone now.
Yeah.
I can do no more. Oh, that was nasty. Okay, thank you everybody for coming. Thank you to Peter at the back, who's manfully kept up with us, and to all the members of the worship team. It's been great this evening. Thank you very much. Which song do you want to do? Because I can't. You want to do another one? Still?